That would be.
Have you ever heard any terms to describe, oh, rich, low-lying land? This again might run into a problem around here, but at times covered by water, but used later on for growing things.
Well, we don't have that, so it's just bottom land. We have some bottoms around here, you know, on these small creeks and rivers, and it's bottom land, but that's about all. It's not delta or anything, it's just...
Any terms for low-lying grassland, land that's really not used for anything except maybe cutting grass or hay off of, something like that?
Just pasture.
Lower pasture.
The lower pasture down there, the bottom land.
Would people be likely to say meadow around here?
Not a lot. Down in the meadows.
I just haven't heard it much in my lifetime. Maybe those around their own people.
No, I have neither.
Well, what about land that's not good for anything because it has water standing on it permanently, you know, beaver dams and the whole works?
It could be swampy land, or I've heard it called tadpoley, wet.
Yeah. If you have some land with water standing on it that you wanted to put to cultivation, you'd say you would have to do what to get the water off of it?
Go in there and drain it.
Right. And
fill it in.
Or fill it.
Bring in fill,
but that you couldn't do that on farmland. You just have to drain it. Now, see, you're getting into a field that we don't need up here. So we don't have that. Now, the only reason, like I just said, if it was tadpoley land and you were going to build on it, you'd fill. But we do not have any land that we have to ditch or drain.
Everything in this area is on a hill except here on the very top, and it all drains in the yard.
So you're in the wrong field here.
Yeah. Well, what about any names for bits of fresh water flowing along? What do you call those?
Creek.
Is there anything smaller than a creek?
Freshwater spring.
But as far as the thing itself, no. I've never heard them called freshets or
riverlets or creeklets
or anything. Just it's always just down on the creek. From that goes from any size up to a river. Creeks and rivers, that's it. Nothing smaller.
Spring fed pond.
Well, there's spring bed ponds, of course.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of anything connected with water.
Well, what would you call a place that you might find out in the woods that's been cut out by some flowing water till it's fairly deep, I'll say about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across, something like that?
That would be just a gully.
Would that be the same thing as a place like that that's been washed out by heavy rainfall? Call that a gully too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about ravine? Do you ever use that?
No. A ravine, there's all gullies around here. Ravine, I think of as a much bigger thing than a gully. And we just didn't have any big ravines around here.
What would you call a slight elevation in the land? That's a, might say you're going up a little
hill or